should we legalise drugs? There have been calls for a review of drug laws after a government report found no obvious link between tough legislation and levels of illegal drug use. Karen is a mother. Her son is 28 years old and addicted to cocaine. She believes that decriminalising drugs is the only way to help users. This is heartfelt stuff from this mother. She told me how her son's addiction started.
At 15, went to a football match, got in with the wrong crowd. He was offered a line of cocaine, and from then it's just gone downhill completely. I pay the drug dealers.
You pay the drug dealers?
I do, yeah, to keep my son safe. He's so addicted that he tried to take his own life because I cannot get no help, nowhere. It has destroyed my life.
So your son is 28 now. So
he
this
is,
has been
yeah.
the last 13 years, presumably.
He has, yeah. And the medical team, what he's under at the hospital, have told him he will be dead by the time he's 30. And I cannot help him. So as a mother, what do I do tomorrow night? I stand on a street corner and I pay a drug dealer for the Cornish cocaine he had last weekend. Just to keep him safe.
What do you mean, keep him safe?
So, because if he doesn't pay Stephen for the cocaine, they threaten to beat him. So what do I do as a mother? And he is totally destroyed by it.
When you say he's destroyed by it, what impact is it having on him physically? What does it do to him?
Physically, he now has a colostomy bag on, because it's ruined all his bowels. Cell phones quite frequently, because he's that addicted.
Psychologically, he must be messed up.
He is. I had a brain hemorrhage 2 years ago because of the stress.
When you say, Karen, you're asking for help.
This is my opinion. I believe every drug should be legalised. I believe it will take the crime wave down. I think it will
my
take...
My goodness, considering what cocaine has done to your son, you want it legalised?
Yeah, I do, yeah. Because the cocaine my son... is now snorting. The last batch he snorted had rat poison in. So I think if it's legalised, people can help him and probably get him off the drug. I want my lad clean.
Well, that's just a sense of a longer interview we played you on the programme last week. So do you think it's time to consider decriminalising some or even all drug use? The journalist and mother, Fionnuala Meredith, with us this morning. Good morning, Fionnuala.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning. And the commentator, Christine Hamilton. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good to talk to you, Christine. What do you think?
Well, that was immensely harrowing, having to listen to that, I must say. It's an appalling situation. I'm a natural libertarian, and my basic view is that if it's not necessary for the state to interfere in anything, then the state should not interfere. And this law, it clearly doesn't work, however well-intentioned it might have been at the outset. It's not enforced. It's widely seen as unfair as well, because you take alcohol, drugs and tobacco, and if we were starting from now, we'd probably ban the lot, and we don't. So a lot of people who take soft drugs think that it's terribly unfair, and so they flout it, and it isn't enforced. There are several arguments to look at. Does it lead on to heroin? There isn't. In fact, most people who take the soft drugs don't go on to take heroin. They take the cannabis first or whatever it is because that's more easily available. So by definition, anybody who goes on to heroin will have started on the soft drugs, which isn't exactly as easy as to say that it's because they took the cannabis or whatever that they went on to the heroin. And very often it can be the consequences of somebody's lifestyle, whether they take heroin. You know, possibly a predisposition to seeking out drugs and using them. Does it lead to increased crime? That's the other thing, which, of course, is what Karen was talking about. Studies suggest, apparently, that about a third of what you might call acquisitive crime is drug-related. I don't think that case, to be honest, is proven, because a lot of people who are dependent on drugs, and I'm obviously excluding Karen's son from this, of course, they were involved in criminal activity before becoming dependent. There's a lot of underlying factors
Fionnuala?
That make that as well. You know, it's poverty, unemployment.
What do you think, Fionnuala?
It's a really complicated situation, but I think there's an enormous amount of public fear around the idea of drug taking. I think it probably comes second only to something like paedophilia and its ability to get people really wound up and in a panic. There's this idea that, you know, there's some kind of murky, squalid underworld all full of weird, depraved people intent on getting their kicks. But as we heard from the interview with Karen, there's real people with real problems actually involved. And I think it's facile to just treat them in a criminal sense and just criminalise the whole thing. I think decriminalisation is well worth looking at. I think politicians are very scared of being seen to be soft on drugs, so they don't want to do it. But in a way, my opinion or Christine's opinion or the opinion of any other commentator is irrelevant. What we need is facts and evidence. And if you look at even like the World Health Authority, the World Health Organization, which is a UN body, it's now calling for decriminalisation. Go completely local. You look at someone like the head of the Belfast Trust Drug Outreach Team spoke out last year. He has 2 decades of experience working with drug addicts, and he's calling for decriminalisation of drugs, taking the activity out of the hands of organised crime. He says that's the way to improve society right now.
Can I just come in? Because something that Karen said I think is very important in this, and it links in with what you just said, that her son was given some contaminated cocaine that had rat poison in. Now, if it was all legalized and under much more control and the pushers were got out of the situation, you would have a much, I'm not sure if this is the right word, but a higher quality of drug, and that sort of thing should be eliminated. And there will be much more control over how people are taking it, where they're taking it, and indeed what they're taking.
That mother, we haven't brought you the full interview again this morning because we played it last week, Fionnuala, but that mother's at her wit's end because the drug dealers seem to be able to peddle drugs with impunity. They're not really that frightened of the police. They're not really that frightened of getting caught because I guess the Mr. Big always stays out of it. They're always at arm's length, and it's really, really, and what do? If you shop a drug dealer, what happens? You get your windows put in. You get burnt out. You get intimidated.
Well, that's exactly why people shouldn't be criminalised for possessing small amounts of drugs. If you look at what's happened in Portugal, they had a horrendous drug problem, huge amount of the population addicted to heroin. But in 2001, they decriminalised the use and possession of all illicit drugs. And, you know, of course, it was shock, horror. What are they doing? This is crazy. But, you know, studies have shown time after time that young people growing up there actually use fewer drugs and deaths from heroin have fallen. So it's a proven method. I think it's what the difficulty people have with it just seems so counterintuitive and frightening. But, I mean, look at the science, look at the evidence.
Well, the evidence seems to be different, doesn't it, in various countries. It's still, as you said earlier, it's a very, very confused situation. But to me, it seems that all the pointers are towards softening our attitude towards it. I mean, it's completely ridiculous to make criminals of somebody who's just smoking a sort of mild joint who then might or might not go on to become a cabinet minister, as it were. And they're not being prosecuted because the police obviously think it's ridiculous. So it seems to me that we're moving in that direction. It's just a question of taking everybody with us. And you mentioned the World Health Organization. I mean, there's some of the people in the World Health Organization on the drug side are not in favour of legalising it. So the opinion is split right through the sort of academic community as well.
OK, Christine, thank you very much. Nice to talk to you this morning. Fionnuala, nice to talk to you.